Greetings, friends. My question for you today is, who is the fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7? Who is the fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7? Well, the Bible never actually says who the fourth beast is. It does tell us in very clear cut and plain language that the first beast is Babylon. That's in Daniel chapter 2. Then it tells us that the second beast is the Medo-Persian Empire. That's in Daniel chapter 8. And it tells us that the third beast is the Grecian Empire. That's also in Daniel chapter 8. And these are named by name. But it doesn't tell us who is the fourth beast. So who is the fourth beast? And why doesn't the Bible just come right out and tell us? Well, first, let's find out who is the fourth beast. Then we'll discover why the Bible doesn't just come right out and tell us. The Bible does give us 12 clues to identify the fourth beast. These are 12 clues to identify the fourth beast. What are these 12 clues? The first one is that it is a kingdom that comes after the third beast. We saw that the first beast came up, that was Babylon, then it fell to the Medo-Persian Empire, which was the second empire, and then the third empire came up, which was the Grecian Empire, and the Medo-Persian Empire fell to the Grecian Empire. So then there is a fourth beast that has arisen in history, and it came after the third beast, which would be after the Grecian beast. The second clue we have is that indeed it is a world ruling kingdom that wields great influence over Israel. Now this is key because there have been other kingdoms that have arisen. They usually don't have the same world ruling influence, but certainly they don't have the same influence over the affairs of Israel. So when we talk about these world-ruling kingdoms, we have to remember that the Bible is written to Israel, for Israel, and for others who read about it. So this fourth beast is a world-ruling kingdom that wields great influence over Israel in the same way that beast number 1, 2, and 3 did. Clue number 3, it will crush and shatter all things with the strength of iron. This is a very powerful kingdom that crushes and shatters everything in its path. Clue number 4. Its legs are of iron. Clue number 5. Its feet and toes are part of iron and part of clay. Clue number 6. The kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. Clue number 7. The kingdom shall be divided. Clue number 8. They shall mix themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cling to one another. Clue number 9. It's different. This fourth beast is different from the other three beasts. Clue number 10. It has 10 horns, 3 of which will be plucked up by another horn. And this other horn is not a part of the beast. We got to be real clear about this. This other horn, which you could say is an 11th horn, this other horn is not a part of the beast. The beast, this fourth beast, has 10 horns. But there's another horn that comes up, and it plucks up 3 of the 10 horns that are on this fourth beast. But this other horn, this 11th horn, is not a part of the beast. Clue number 11, this 11th horn, or other horn, has eyes like the eyes of a man, and speaks with great blasphemies against God. So it has a mouth speaking great blasphemies against God. And clue number 12 is the stone that was cut without hands, and the Ancient of Days, they're one and the same, the Ancient of Days, and the stone that was cut without hands, it struck the image upon its feet, or in the other scripture it talks about how it burned this fourth beast, so it struck it, the image upon its feet, or burned this fourth beast, and it broke this beast into pieces. But a key here is that it struck the image upon its feet. So this is the fourth beast, and in particular, the part of this fourth beast that was struck was its feet. Because this beast, as we saw, have legs of iron. It also has feet and toes of iron and clay. But this stone that was cut without hands struck the image upon its feet. These are all important clues, but this is one of the most important ones. Clue number 12. Now these 12 clues point us unmistakably to the Roman Empire. These 12 clues point us unmistakably to the Roman Empire. Clue number 1, let's go back over that. In clue number 1, we talked about the fact that it's a kingdom that comes after the third beast. What kingdom came after the third beast? The third beast being the Grecian Empire. The Grecian Empire came to an end in 33 AD. And the Roman Empire came to life in 31 BC as it destroyed the Grecian Empire. And Rome ruled the world from 31 BC to 476 AD. So Rome indeed came after Greece. Point number 2 is we said that this beast has to be a world ruling kingdom that wields great influence over Israel, just like the other three beasts did. Did that happen? Yes. Rome ruled the world, including Israel. As you probably know, Rome was ruling Israel in Christ's time. When Jesus walked the face of the earth as the Son of Man, Rome was actually ruling Israel at that time. Now, clue number 3 is we said that it will crush and shatter all things with the strength of iron. Did that happen? Yes. Rome is recognized as the strongest, most enduring, and most ubiquitous empire that has ever existed. It crushed everything that was in its path and actually inculcated its Roman system into all facets of life, into every kingdom that it conquered. Clue number 4, its legs are of iron. Now notice that it has legs, two legs. Rome was split into two spheres of influence. You had the western part of the Roman Empire, and the capital of that was Rome. Then you had the eastern part of the Roman Empire, and the capital of that was Constantinople. So now we come to clues number 5 through 11. And I'm just going to summarize these points because these points are prophetic. We're no longer talking about a historical fulfillment. We're talking about prophetic events, events that are still to occur. So clue number 5, its feet and toes are part iron and part clay. Clue number 6, the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly brittle. Clue number 7, the kingdom shall be divided. Clue number 8, they shall mix themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cling to one another. Clue number 9, this beast is different from the other beast. Clue number 10, this beast has 10 horns, 3 of which will be plucked up by an 11th horn, and this 11th horn is not a part of the beast. Clue number 11 is this 11th horn has eyes like the eyes of man and a mouth speaking great blasphemous things against God. But again, these are prophetic events. How do we know this? Because of clue number 12. What does clue number 12 tell us? Clue number 12 tells us that the stone that was cut out without hands, which is representative of the kingdom of God, when Jesus Christ returns to this earth and establishes the kingdom of God here on earth, this stone that was cut out without hands struck the image upon its feet. That's when the image was broken to pieces. What is this telling us? It is telling us that this beast is still around. It is smashed, but it's still around when Messiah returns to establish the kingdom of God. And this is so, so, so important for you to grasp this, because many people will tell you that all of these prophecies have been fulfilled, but this is not true. We can see this by clue number 12. The beast is still around, and it's smashed when Messiah returns to establish the kingdom of God. We know this because when the stone is cut out without hands, which refers to Yeshua HaMashiach, his second coming, when that happens, when he establishes the kingdom of God, the first thing he does is destroy this fourth beast by smashing its toes. So the toes are still around. Now, this brings us back to our question. Why doesn't the Bible just come right out and tell us that Rome is the fourth beast? Well, remember that this beast is not like the other three beasts. So how is it different? It is different because this beast has several lives. The fourth beast lives again after its first death. The fourth beast lives again after its first death. It died in 476 AD. It lived from about 31 to 476 AD. But as the Bible shows, the resurrected Roman Empire will be extant for several years before and right up until the second coming of Christ. This beast will have multiple manifestations under different national names. That is why the beast is not mentioned by a singular name in Scripture like the other beasts, because this beast will have multiple manifestations throughout the ages under different national names. This beast died in 476 AD, the original beast, but it was resurrected. It lived again and continues to live under different manifestations, different national names, right up until the second coming of Christ. That is why this beast is not mentioned by a singular name in Scripture. But we know that this fourth beast originally was the Roman Empire, and now we see this beast continuing to live until Christ returns under different national names. Alright, so now we have all four beasts identified. The first beast was the lion, and we know that this was Babylon. The second beast was the bear, and we know that this was the Medo-Persian Empire. The third beast was the leopard. We know that this is the Grecian Empire. And now we know that the fourth beast, which is like nothing natural, it wasn't given a name like a lion, bear, or leopard. This fourth beast is the Roman Empire and Rome resurrected. That's why it's not given a singular name. It is because Rome will be resurrected and it will manifest itself in different nations. We also saw that the Ancient of Days and the stone is the kingdom of God. This is when Yeshua HaMashiach will come back to this earth, establish the kingdom of God, will rule over the earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and will smash the fourth beast and blow away all remnants of all human kingdoms. And now that we've looked at the Old Testament scriptures concerning beast powers, in our next program we'll begin looking at the New Testament scriptures. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.